There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hi everyone, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. Today's episode is part two of starting a new hobby. In part one, I spoke about swimming. So if you are interested in hearing that, then go back and listen. But today it's all about learning a new language. So I've got a few words that I want to look at before we start. And these are words that I'm going to be using in today's episode. I'm going to give you the word first, and then at the end I will give you the definition and we'll look at how I used the words. So the first word is enroll. Enroll. E-N-R-O-L. What does that mean? To enroll. Next, newfound. One word. Newfound. N-E-W-F-O-U-N-D. Newfound. Next, enriching. Enriching. Next, fellow. And this is an adjective. F-E-L-L-O-W. Next, we have an expression. In the same boat. What does that mean? If you're in the same boat as someone. Next, we have a phrasal verb. To mix up. Mix up. And finally, another phrasal verb, get by. Get by. So listen carefully for those words and expressions in today's episode. And at the end, we'll return to them and define them and see how I use them. So here is part two of starting a new hobby, where I talk about learning a new language. In part one, I spoke about my new hobby, going swimming. And you'll be pleased to hear that we're still doing this and still enjoying it. Today, I'm going to talk about a hobby which I always seem to be starting and then stopping and then starting and then stopping, learning a new language. Maybe that sounds familiar. My passion for languages started in 2013 when I spontaneously decided to enroll onto a Spanish course. It was once a week on Monday evening for 2 hours. It was the first time in my adult life that I had started learning a new language, and I wasn't sure how I would react to it. As a child, I wasn't really interested in languages. But for some reason, at the age of 25, I had a newfound passion for it. And I really enjoyed the experience. It was challenging, culturally enriching, and a lot of fun. I liked how my fellow students and I were all in the same boat, starting from zero, making silly mistakes together, and improving together. It helped that I had a great teacher and a nice group, and we became friends and started socializing together. As I became an intermediate learner, it became more challenging. At the beginning, you're not expected to understand that much, but as soon as you reach a higher level, the expectations change a bit. It's still fun, but there's more pressure on you to get things right. That's how it felt for me, anyway. I don't take Spanish classes anymore, but I still speak the language when I can. A few years ago, I started another of my favourite languages, Italian. Again, I took evening classes, and then private classes. And again, it was fun, but I mixed it up quite a lot with Spanish. If I wasn't sure what a word was in Italian, I would try saying the Spanish word with an Italian accent. Sometimes it would work, but certainly not always. I stopped Italian classes after about a year and a half. But we're going to Italy next month, so I want to get back to where I was. I'm planning to do some self-study so I can just about get by. But then after that, I'll probably stop. But it's my dream to be able to speak several languages fluently. At the moment, it's just a dream. But maybe, if I find the time to do it, I'll make it happen. So what's your experience learning a new language? Do you like the process? Or is it frustrating and stressful? Okay, so there we have part two, learning a new language. Let's take a look at the vocabulary which I mentioned at the start. So the first word that we looked at was enroll. And the context, I decided to enroll onto a Spanish course. And this means to register for a course, to enroll. Next, the word newfound. I had a newfound passion for languages. And this means something newly or recently discovered. A newfound passion. Next, enriching. And I spoke about how it was culturally enriching, learning a new language. Enriching means when the quality or value of something improves. Next, fellow. I liked how my fellow students and I were all in the same boat. So fellow is used before a noun, fellow students on this occasion, and it means to share the same profession or situation with somebody. So I'm talking about me and the other people in my class. And in that sentence, we also saw in the same boat. So we were all in the same boat. And this is an expression to mean in the same situation. Okay, two more, and both of them are phrasal verbs. Mix up. And I was speaking about learning Italian and saying how I mixed it up quite a lot with Spanish. And this means to confuse. And finally, get by. So I'm hoping that with a little bit of Italian self-study, I can just about get by. To get by means to have the minimum ability required. It's a really nice phrasal verb. We often use it with languages. It means, well, my Italian wouldn't be perfect. It wouldn't even be brilliant. It would just be acceptable, the minimum required. Okay, so hopefully those words and expressions are clear for you. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. It is available to read in full. You can read the entire transcript if you join the Learn English with Ben fan club. For €5 a month, you'll get access to transcripts of every episode of my other podcast, Apprendre l'anglais avec Lactu, Learn English with News, and one episode a week of this podcast, Parler Anglais. And all of the transcripts come with keywords, definitions, and lots of good grammar points as well. So think of it as a really good accompaniment to the podcast. If you're interested in joining, then go to my Patreon page. You'll need to go to patreon.com/learnenglishwithben. That's Patreon, which is patreon.com/learnenglishwithben. Thanks for listening. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.